And so today we talk about the challenge that lies before us for this next year. The theme of this year is to press on. And so we're developing this lesson around the idea we want to press on, and the emphasis this month is on spreading the gospel near and far. And that's exactly what we need to do, and that is to be spreading the gospel near and far. Let me point out by way of introduction, by looking at how Paul in Philippians chapter 3 talks about this matter of pressing on. You got your Bible? You might want to open it up. Philippians chapter 3, he talks to the church at Philippi, and he says, look, I've started the church there, and I've had some real adversity in starting the church there. We had received that Macedonian call. We were over at Troas, and we got the Macedonian call, and so we immediately came to Philippi. And when we arrived there, it wasn't all that long before we were thrown in jail unjustly. We were beaten and thrown inside the deepest part of the jail. Our feet were in stocks. We were prisoners there. And you'd think somebody would look at that and would look back and think about, I'm ready to quit. Not Paul. Why? Because Paul in Philippians chapter 3 emphasizes the fact that pressing on involves a decision. You look at it. He says, verse 13, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, I press on, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. That's where this theme for the entire year comes. But think about how that applied to Philippi. Here's Paul, and he arrives there in Philippi, and he's trying to find those individuals to teach, and he finds them, and they obey the gospel, and the church begins there. But man, oh man, there's persecution. You would think that they would flee away from that persecution. Oh no, Paul came back again and again to Philippi. Almost every missionary journey he made beyond this, he visited these places at least once and sometimes twice on those missionary journeys. Why? Because I have made a decision that all that matters on this earth is to press on, in verse 14, toward the goal of the prize of the high calling that I have received. And that's why that's the theme this year. And so Paul is an individual who did not just make a decision one time to give his life to the Lord Jesus. That's not what it's all about. It's not that he just verbally says, this is what I'm going to do with my life. I'm just going to press on. It was a decision that characterized him all the days of his life in every place that he went. And so the decision that we emphasize this year, it's not just something, well, we'll talk about it the first Sunday of January, and that's it. Oh, no. It's a decision that we have made, but it is a decision that we make again and again every time we're faced with trying to decide how to live and what we ought to do with our lives. So Paul arrives at Philippi, and the church there at Philippi, they could understand that. He says, I have not yet arrived. That's why I'm pressing on. When he says, I've not attained, I've not apprehended, he says, I understand that there is that prize, there is that goal that lies ahead, and as long as I'm living on this earth, I'm going to press on. Pressing on involves a decision, but pressing on involves joy. When he converted that jailer in Philippi, and the man was baptized, even though it was after midnight, about 1 o'clock in the morning when the man was baptized, the Bible said that they were rejoicing. Why were they rejoicing? Because the fruit of pressing on brings joy. Obviously, the application that we'll make later in this lesson, or at least understand that could be made, is that there's joy in the world because this congregation has decided we're going to press on. Wonder how Paul felt about his experience in Philippi. Look back in chapter 1 and verse 4. Paul prayed for the church at Philippi. In every prayer that he prayed, he made a request for you all with joy. Paul, what do you remember about it? I remember the fellowship and the gospel from the first day until now. Paul says, when it started, you were there with me, and you're standing with me, and every time I think about you, I do that with joy. And when we talk about mission points that we've helped in the past, let this verse come to mind. There is joy that is involved in what we're doing. But pressing on not only involves a decision, it involves joy, but it involves sacrifice. We're determined to press on. And so in serving the Lord, you and I need to recognize that there is sacrifice. Paul suffered a lot. In fact, he writes this letter from a prison in Rome. He's in hardship there in Rome. It's an epistle filled with joy. And he talks about some of the sacrifices that were made. There were animal sacrifices, but there were sacrifices that were brought in vessels, and the oil was poured out as a sacrifice to God. Now, Paul in chapter 2 and verse 17 says, yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and the service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also will be glad and you'll rejoice with me. How sacrificial are you, Paul, in pressing on? You and I need to recognize that this next Sunday, there will be that opportunity for us to sacrifice. And I know that there are those individuals who are on limited income who already have planned for this year and made provisions for this year. But I would encourage all of you, those whom God has blessed, to make what you give next Sunday a sacrifice. It's not just, well, I've got a little money I could spare. Oh, no. I am sacrificially giving to God because I'm going to prove to God how much I love the cross and how much I love the fact that He's given unto us the ministry of reconciliation and that I can be a part of it. But you see, it's not only a decision and a joy and a sacrifice. It involves reward. In chapter 1, you remember he said, you had fellowship with me from the first day until now. When Paul left Philippi, he says, I went to Thessalonica, chapter 4 and verse 16. He said, or verse 15, when I departed from Macedonia, no church fellowship with me, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, the place he went right after he'd been in Philippi, even in Thessalonica, you sent to me once and again for my necessities. And then he said, wait a minute, I'm not asking about money. This is not asking about money for something that I need. That's not what I'm talking about. He says, not that I seek a gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Let me emphasize that Paul recognized that those people who were saved in Thessalonica, they did not just go to Paul's credit. And I don't mean that God keeps a record of and rewards us on the basis of how many we teach the gospel to, but Paul understood it all. And Paul said, when I'm there in Thessalonica and you sent to me and you sent it a second time when I departed from there, the Lord wrote down every soul that was saved, not to the account of the one doing the teaching, but to the account of those who were giving. And that's why Mission Sunday contribution is so important next Sunday. It's not that we are supporting missionaries so that they can add to their account or there'll be glory brought to them on the day of judgment because of what they're giving. Oh no, that's not the situation at all. He says, here's what will happen. Every soul that is saved will go to the account of those who support, those who are involved in doing the mission work. And so Mission Sunday is next Sunday. And you and I need to keep in mind the truth that we've said again and again over all of these years, January the 22nd. And every dollar that is given next Sunday will go toward mission work. Now then, let's look at the pyramid, as we call it. Let's look at what we are trying to do. Let's look at the base of that pyramid. The base of that pyramid involves $91,000. When we started Mission Sunday, that base number was $50,000. But over the years, you have been so liberal in your giving and in your support of Mission Sunday. Over the years, all of these things have happened so much that the elders, thank you very much, the elders have seen fit to add other works, so that now that base number that is already committed on our behalf by our elders numbers $91,000. That in and of itself means that when we get to the upper parts of the pyramid, sometimes we cannot add on as many things. But let's never lose sight of the base of what's happening in that base number. It is the largest base number that we've ever had. Next Sunday, to fulfill our commitment that we made on the basis of the elders' faith and trust in you, $91,000 have already been committed to others to help them do mission work. Who's it committed to? You want to talk about Nanana Afogi in Nigeria? We have been involved in his work since 1994. And Josh has been to Nigeria, and Josh knows this man. Isn't that great? We have confidence in the work that he does, and the slides that are there just begin to show the kind of work that he is doing. We are equally supporting, not necessarily in amount, but in perhaps even more. We're supporting Tamuka Oranishi in Zimbabwe. There is inflation in Zimbabwe, and we've talked about this. People are almost starving to death over there in that area. But you look at the work that he's done. You see the truck that is there. We bought tires for that truck several times. Why? Because he's wearing those tires out on those roads that are not paved, and they're tearing up the tires. And he's involved in helping four congregations. Are you aware that this very day you were part of preaching the gospel in four congregations in one of the poorest nations on earth? And all that's done over there, and all the hardship that our brother does, that Tamuka does, all of that, it abounds to our account. You may never meet an individual from Zimbabwe, and we could say this about all the other places. You may never meet an individual from Zimbabwe until in heaven. And a guy or a lady from Zimbabwe, some young person from Zimbabwe said, "I obeyed the gospel." Some teenager that said, "I obeyed the gospel in Zimbabwe. And I would not be in heaven today if it were not for Palm Beach Lakes." Is that reason enough to give? We don't need to talk a lot about Robert Martin. We have supported Robert Martin for 30 years. When Robert first went to the South Pacific of the 22 nations, the Lord's Church was on four of those nations. And we've been with Robert, and Robert comes off, and we'll not spend a lot of time talking about the work that Robert does. But the gospel, the Lord's Church, now exists not just through Robert, but through Robert and others, and a lot of Robert's influence on others, in 22 of the 24 nations of the South Pacific. And that doesn't mean that it has not been preached on the other nations, in the other nations. I want you to think about that. I want you to understand that the sacrificial giving that we do next Sunday will enable us to continue to support our brother Robert in what he does. What about Joey Treat? Joey Treat is in Palau and Chuuk, the two South Pacific islands. He's been there since 2004. And if you lived in Palau, I said Palau, I think, but Palau, if you live in Palau and you turn on your television, there are three stations that you can get. Guess what one of those stations is? 24/7. It's Palm Beach Lakes television station to the people of Palau. And I don't mean arrogantly when I say Palm Beach Lakes, and I don't mean to take all the credit, but I thank God for Philippians 4:17 that says, those who report are honored by those who by the fruit that is produced. Wayne Parker has replaced Scott Shanahan. We supported Scott for quite some time, and the reports that we're getting from him, and even when he came and made that report to us, we began in 2017 supporting him, and we are excited about the things that he has done there in the work that he is doing. And then just south of us, Mauricio Yegros has started a Hispanic work. Yegros, does that ring a bell? Oh, yeah. Isn't there somebody in Paraguay that's a name? Yes. One of the men, leading men in the church that was a part of, that was in Paraguay, one of the leading men there, his son, is now a missionary to the Hispanic people down in Cape Coral. Isn't that amazing? And we are a part of it. And we have been supporting him since 2013. A new work in the Bahamas that we've had, and that is Tavaro Hanna. He's at 8 Mile Rock, starting a brand new congregation, and he's been there since 2017. And he's doing a really, really, really great work. We don't talk a lot about that work, but it's something that we should rejoice together. And then we're trying to train men to preach. We have been supporting Brad Schelt at the Sunset School of Preaching. He will graduate at the end of this year, and he's now engaged. You may not be aware of that, but he's now engaged, and his wedding will be in May. And we have, with this congregation, has been a part of supporting Brad in all that he does there in that land. Can we talk about Apologetics Press? We could spend the rest of the time talking about Apologetics Press. The work that they are involved in, we have been associated with that work since 2004, but we started supporting that work in 1986. Is that 33 years ago? You do the math. I cannot do the math. 14 plus 19 is about 33 in my book. We've been a part of that work. And so in 2004, the men who were there said, we need spiritual mentors. They came and asked this eldership, would you mentor us and help us and oversee the financial aspects of our salaries, because we don't want people to think that we're making all kinds of money in doing this. That's not what it is all about. And they're producing all sorts of things that they can use. They have a Defending the Bible study series, and it is to be published in December. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And let me just read you just a little bit. I could read you all of this and show you all that they have done. You want a list of the 22 states that they spoke in last year and the one foreign country? Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, New Mexico, Ohio, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia, and Panama City. Brethren, you are a part of that. And their website, In 2018, the Apologetics Press website received millions of visits from individuals. Listen to this. 235 countries and territories in the world. That's why they're in the base. They're making a difference in the defense of the faith in an age where there is such great unbelief and such advancing of evolution in this world. And then we cannot overemphasize how important Mission Sunday is, because it helps our senior highs be involved in mission work. We talked last week about how many states they've been to. And so this year, their mission summer trip will involve more adults, but it will involve the senior high and adults. There'll be a combined trip. Limited adults can go and must complete an application. See Josh. So if you're interested in being a part of this, but we subsidize our teens. We ask our teens, if you're really dedicated about mission work, you go out and raise some funds. We want to know how dedicated you are. We're not just trying to give you a paid vacation to go somewhere. You raise some of your funds, and the church will subsidize your funds on that mission trip this year. And then the work in Easter Island, wherever that place is. I couldn't remember last Sunday exactly the name of that place. Called it Paraguay. Can you believe that? Thank you for the confused look you had on your face. And I'm glad that finally I figured out what I was saying. But the work is there in Paraguay. If you look at the pictures that are there, you see on the right side of the screen, you see a rather strange-looking guy. Let me tell you about that one night. We talked last week about how Robert knows everybody in the country, Josh knows almost everybody in the country. It was the last night we were going to be there. There was this lady who was just that close to obeying the gospel. She had such great, great interest in obeying the gospel. So we went over there thinking, maybe this will be the night we'll obey the gospel. I want to tell you, we were blessed to have Josh as a missionary. We walked in, guess what we had? We had Bibles. Because you see, Josh has been instrumental in carrying Bibles down there. And Josh walked in with two or three Bibles. And when we arrived there, instead of just the wife and her husband and maybe a child being there, they'd invited in relatives, invited in others. And so instead of trying to take the Bible and ram it down to the throats of those individuals that were there, we sat down, and it wasn't long until everybody around the table that understood Spanish was laughing, and the guy who didn't understand Spanish was smiling, because it must have really been a good time. And now all of a sudden, it's not that Anita was baptized that night, but now there are four or five other individuals who were in that study that night. And so when Robert goes back, he'll be contacting these people, and he's letting the Word of God, when Josh goes back, that would help also. When Josh goes back, he's letting the Word of God convict them. Thank you, Josh, for helping open the door to Easter Island. And as I said in that sermon last Sunday, God has entrusted that work to us. And that's why that place is so important, and why it's a part of our base. And what can we say about House to House and everything that it does? We've used it this past year to 3,300 homes. This year we're going to send it to more than 3,300 homes, because we're going to do it on a rotating basis. But this year, the same numbers will go out. And so on this rotating basis, it will have even further impact. And we understand about that monthly publication, because we are involved in it. Take time to look at that. You and I are blessed because of that base. What's above that? If we get above 91,000 next Sunday, what can we do? The next level is at the $104,000 level. You and I need to have an appreciation that there's more work that we need to be done. Requests come again and again to any eldership, and decisions have got to be made. And there are needs that we have, and we want to continue to down in Easter Island to continue that work. Part of that money, of that $104,000, will be to take Bibles down to that land. There's not a single store on Easter Island where you can purchase a Bible. And that's why it's important. Josh has already taken at least 400 Bibles down there, and he'll be going back. He'll be making two trips this year. And we are a part of that work, and it's bearing fruit to our account. You know, you do not know these people that were on that screen a moment ago, but they're real people. They have souls, and they love the Lord, and they want to be the Lord's church there in that place. And we need to put into their hands those Bibles. And then there's always those special requests for mission trips. Over the year, there are times when people come and say, I'm going on a shorter mission trip. Some of our young people going off to Christian colleges, or sometimes members of this congregation said, I have an opportunity to go. Is there any money that I can that does Palm Beach Lakes, can they support me in any way? So part of that 104 that second level will be to provide funds for those who are wanting to go. And then something that is tremendously important, as far as I'm concerned, is that television program In Search of the Lord's Way. If we can get $104,000 next week, we'll be able to give to Search for the Lord's Way. You need to understand how much faith our leaders, our overseers, have in that work. Because you need to understand that they're on WGN television, and this morning, in over 100 of the 118 million homes in America, the gospel was preached. Last year, when we gave over and above that money to Search for the Lord's Way, we added some of those funds, because it's not just that program. Their own television program. In fact, when we had our television program on for a limited time, right at the end of that program, it had Palm Beach Lake's name. And so local congregations can support that work all over the place. It's just amazing, though. The door has opened using that one station in Chicago, and it can reach 100 million homes in America. On the day of judgment, there may be those people who are lost who cannot point the finger at you and say, you never gave me an opportunity to hear the gospel. The opportunity is there, and we are so much a part of it. That program has been on the air since 1980, and we thank God for all that has happened there. The next level, $114,000. Robert C. Lupo, that's Bobo's uncle, is working in one of the most difficult areas on this earth. He's in one of the smaller counties in the mountains of East Tennessee, and just point out that Robert is Bobo's uncle. He's Bob's dad's twin brother, and if you look on the screen and you knew Bobo's dad, you'd think, well, that's Bobo's dad that's up there. But we want to be a part of that work, and because of a special need that they have. The elders who committed themselves for the year 2019, depending on whether we arrive at this number of 114,000, to be able to support him and help him do that work. I make the assumption, when I saw that picture of that building that is there, look inside the door and see Robert C. Lupo standing up there preaching, and know that you're preaching this very day at that very congregation. And the fruit that is born in that place will be to our account. I love the beauty of that concept. And this year, we want to do some local evangelism in addition to some of the other things that we've done, like house to house, and we've already talked about all we're doing in the base in relationship to that. But this year, last year we had different things that you would hand out throughout the year. You could give to other special invitations. This year, we're going to give hundreds of this Discovery magazine. I don't know if you've ever looked inside Discovery magazine. I don't know if you've ever seen the graphic and the artistic aspect of that. And so this year, there'll be right across the top here, there'll be a gift to you from Palm Beach Lakes. Do you know anybody that has children? Do you know anybody that has grandchildren? Do you know anybody that you've met because you were picking up your children there at the school or in daycare? Do you know anybody that might like to have this to be able to give to their children? And so this year, we're ordering special copies of this because it is the personal contact that leads people to the Lord. Joel and Jessica are here today, Ramirez, and they are a part of this work because last year, some unknown person in this church was in Publix. At the very same time, Jesse was there, and some unknown person was handed a card telling about Palm Beach Lakes. That remarkable? Just imagine how easy it was for that person to do that. And now we have two diligent workers in the church, and from the first Sunday they arrived, they've been here every Sunday morning and Sunday night since they were baptized. Joel and Jessica, you've been here more often than I have. And we thank God for the diligence that you want to rejoice? You want to have joy? Can I show you the fruit? Guess what happened last week or two Wednesdays ago? Jessica had been talking to her oldest son, been talking about the church. You need to find the church of Christ. And 2 weeks ago, her son Anthony was baptized. And Jessica, we rejoice with you. And thank God for that church up in Dayton, Ohio. Some stranger just walks in and says, my mama says, I need to learn about this church. When he learned about this church, he said, I want to be baptized. That's why what we're doing is so important. But not only are we going to use Discovery Magazine to give to others, there are other booklets and things that we're going to give. There are DVDs that we're going to make available called Searching for Truth. And then there is this full color rendering of that searching the truth. Turn it around the right way and you'll be able to see it. There's this full coloring rendering of it. That if there's somebody that is diligently interested, we're going to make it possible for you to be able to give to them. By the way, do you recognize this picture at all? Can you see this picture? It's Palm Beach Lakes. We have nothing to do. They needed a picture of a church. And they said, can we use that building? Absolutely you can. And can you imagine saying, I've got a book. I want to give this to you. It's about the church that I attend. Local evangelism. And that continued to pass out the Bibles. And then there's that 28-page thing that we did that is now in a booklet form entitled Let's Go Back to the Bible, that is designed to be able in 28 days to convert to your friend. Those people are particularly interested. And then they are custom-made tracts that are in the process of being developed at least and hopefully will become a part of that, and that is their dear friends and does your church and booklets like that. You and I need to understand mass television evangelism is wonderful, but there's nothing on earth like personal evangelism. What if we reach the next level in relationship to this? We've got to 91,000. That's the base, 104. What if next Sunday we have 125,000? Joey Treat, who's been on Palau and Chuuk, is now moving to Guam. Well, why is he moving? Well, here's one reason. He said, I have learned that when I'm not on Palau, the men step to the front and do more. And he said, I believe it's time that I pull back and force those men to step to the front. And that's what mission work is all about. Not to go and spend the rest of your life enjoying living in a foreign country at the expense of American brethren, but to do like Josh and Karen, their family's done down in Paraguay. Establish the church and leave that church there functioning. He'll still continue to be working in Palau and in in Chuuk and in some of the other South Pacific islands. But in February, he'll be moving to Guam, and there's no full-time preacher in Guam. And so now we're adding a third place to our work around the world, and that is in about 2 months' time. 2 months' time on a Sunday morning, Palm Beach Lakes will be preaching on the island of Guam. That's thrilling. And then here's something, and we'll finish the lesson momentarily. We want to help smaller congregations with evangelistic tools. And so we've already contacted 7 congregations saying, how can we help you evangelize the world? The conversation went like this, and David's a master at saying it just right. We're not trying to dominate you. We're not trying to tell you what you ought to do. We just understand that sometimes there are limited funds that you have, and we want to provide for you over and above anything that you're doing now, tools that you can use. And so they've been contacted, and they're going to make the decision as to whether they want to use house to house and heart to heart to be mailed. Some of them we know for sure want Bibles to be able to distribute. Some will want those DVDs called Searching for Truth. And then you see that Spanish work that's there. Those 7 congregations, Clewiston, Okeechobee, the Spanish congregation in Okeechobee, Mauricio Yegros in Coral Springs, 3rd Street, Jog Road, and the Spanish congregation that works in this building. We've contacted them and we've said, this county is lost. Folks in this area need the gospel. And Palm Beach Lakes wants to help support you. But that is dependent on us reaching that plateau of 125,000. What if we had 136,000? In recent years, this is the highest this number has ever gone with something specifically tied to it. We want to add additional funds in search for the Lord's way. Do you you need to understand that while we're providing funds at that first level, we believe that it is worth it. And so, I think there's a slide perhaps of the radio stations that are there. That's in addition, our television, radio and television stations that In Search of the Lord's Way is on. We'd be a part of that, brethren, if we'll sacrificially give. What could be more important than us, through our support of In Search for the Lord's Way, be part of helping congregations all over this nation and in some foreign countries, I think, that are shown on that board. In addition to that, we want to continue to help Apologetics Press. There's a book that they've had almost ready for publication. It was in the 2011 issue of Reason and Revelation. And based on that book, based on that, on those articles, Dave Miller has just finished writing a book entitled, Is Christianity Logical? They don't have the funds for it. And so we've talked to Apologetics Press and says, is there something that if we could give to you an initial amount, would go a long way toward making sure that book is published. Folks, not in its totality, obviously, but that book belongs to Palm Beach Lakes. This year, hopefully they will finish publishing a Defending the Faith Study Bible. They have permission to use the New King James, and they're going to publish a Bible that that has evidence of Christianity and fundamental helpful notes. And you may not be aware of that, but a couple of years ago, that was in that very Bible. That very Bible was a part of our Mission Sunday contribution. Imagine being able to pick up a study Bible published by Brethren that has the notes and footnotes and study helps that will defend the faith. Not as a creed book, but as a study help. And hopefully by the end of this year, that Bible will go to the press. We'll be talking more about that Bible once it becomes available, but you and I need to understand. Well, what if we get above all of that? Well, if we get above all of that, there's a host of others ideas that the elders have. Our elders have challenged us to press on. Press on demands a commitment. Pressing on brings joy. And have you not felt joy this morning as we've talked about what has happened and what will happen this year because of Palm Beach Lakes? Press on demands sacrifice. And let me urge you again, not for the sake to make this church look good and so we can talk about, well, look how great. That's not what it's all about. But for the sake of lost souls around the world, give sacrificially. I miss one of our young people who years ago started saving her mama's nickels and dimes. I don't know if you remember when I held up that money changer. And every Sunday I made that a part of Mission Sunday. She's out of college now. We don't have that. But what a great way to get your children being a part of Mission Sunday. I, when I was a child, was part of building the building at West Huntsville. And each brick cost a dime. And as a child, you know, 6, 7 years of age, I'd say, Mama, Daddy, is there something I can do to get a dime? I want to help build that building. And it's that attitude where all of us says, what can I give to the Lord that this work may be done? That's not a guilt trip. Those are just words entitled to cause you to think soberly about how you're using the blessings God has given to you. Let me tell you else what else takes commitment, and that is becoming a Christian. Sermon this morning has not been the kind of sermon that would cause you to want to obey the gospel. But you can become a child of God. You can be saved. And you and I need to understand that we need to be saved in order to do His will. Plan of salvation is simple. You need to believe with all of your heart that Jesus is the Son of God. You need to repent. You need to confess. You need to be immersed in water that God might forgive your sins. And those Bible verses shows this is not something somebody in the Church of Christ has thought up. These are the words of God. And then He says to all of us, don't you dare let up. You press on. And press on is just another way of saying be faithful unto death. If you're subject to the invitation, won't you come to the front right now? As together we stand and sing, will you come?